Microphone one.
Microphone two. Boop.
Oh, getting spooky. Let me see here. Let me fix some levels. Got to have proper levels if you want to be on the radios, kid. Yep. It is 6:09 p.m. You are listening to 91.7 KOP. It is time for the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm Hup.
David Hatta will be joining us very shortly. If any time you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667,
472-5667,
or KOOP. I regretted it as soon as I said that, not testing you on the phone number. Would you have known it, Hup?
I got it. Locked.
Well, you're better than
loaded. Loaded.
It took me... My favorite thing to do was give out my own phone number accidentally, which I have done in the show prior, so. Yeah. And I might do again. So people listening to the show, that's a fun little Easter egg to hear.
My home telephone number for years when I was a kid was very similar to the 472-5667, so... I don't know. It's just stuck very easily.
But that it stuck but didn't confuse you?
No. Oddly enough, no.
Because my phone number begins with a 4, and one of the first three digits, it's also a 7. That's as many hints as I'm going to give. Not that anyone would be like, if I gave out my home phone number right now, no one would call. They'd be like, hey, I heard you on the radio. Yeah? You're stupid. Like, that's the only call I would give. We just heard Tao and the Get Down Stay Down with Body. Where did that thing go? Anyway, that's off of her new album, Know Better, Learn Faster. And that is not... That's the second song I played off that album. And in terms of like the songs that I like, that is not my number two favorite song, but it's a song that I can't seem to get out of my head. And so I was like, well, maybe the radio audience want to hear it. And we started out the show with Ted Leo and the Pharmacist off of his album Shake the Sheets. That was Little Dawn. Oh, boom. Up, it's Halloween.
Yeah, I noticed.
And we really don't have a Halloween-themed show for people today. We're not going to be playing, like, Werewolf Bar Mitzvah by Tracy Jordan or other sort of, like, wacky novelty records. But there's plenty of shows during Saturday that will do that kind of thing.
Indeed.
So you had your opportunities. But Hup is dressed up right now. When I first saw you, you have some... For people who aren't spying on us from holes poked in the studio... Hup has some makeup, some black makeup under his eyes. And my first thought when I saw you was that you had a legitimate black eye. I don't know why. I know it's Halloween and everything, but I was still thinking like, man, Hup got into a fight. That's crazy. But what are you dressed as right now? Tell the people at home.
This isn't really meant to be my costume.
We can get the full story. That's fine.
I was a ghost. I found this very, very nice sheet that was just this incredibly bright, brilliant white with a strange, eerie, neon green undertone.
That is quite an unusual sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good find. It was a good find.
Okay.
So I was a ghost. I have this...
But you're not wearing that sheet right now.
No, I'm not. I took it off hours ago after I'd done my trick-or-treating.
Do you live in a part of town where kids come?
No. Well, I mean, kids, people under 25, sure, lots of them.
But they come to your door to like trick or treat?
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. KOP, you're on the air.
Come on, Werewolf Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah, what about
Shabbat.
It?
It's still Shabbat, you've got to play it.
Oh, okay, well maybe I will. What's your
I've
name?
Never heard. Pardon?
Yeah, it's by Tracy Jordan, have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's a real funny comedian. What's your name, caller?
Stan, yeah.
Well, Stan, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Boing. You were saying, Hup?
Wait, that guy wants to hear Werewolf Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you were saying?
What was I saying?
About the sheet.
Yeah.
What are you currently wearing?
Currently underneath my sheet,
yeah.
I was, I guess... A skeleton.
Yeah.
I have a skeleton shirt.
You definitely have a skeleton shirt on.
Yes.
There's no duck in that one.
And I got some, you know, I blacked my eyes because at first I was thinking I'd have holes in this sheet. The effect would be better if I had blackened eyes. But I ended up actually not cutting holes in the sheet,
mm-hmm.
which...
But you can still see out of it?
Well, sort of. You know, whenever I would step into some extreme sunlight...
Yeah.
I'd be totally blind and bump into things.
Well, yeah, there you go.
But I'm prepared to suffer for Halloween in these small ways.
I do not live in a place where kids come to trick-or-treat. And even though there's a good chance I will not be home tonight, I still sort of like feel sad about that for some reason.
Yeah.
It sounds like a real hassle, but I still am sort of like, no, kids. You know, those Batman movies, like Batman Return, you know, I think all of the movies, including the new ones with Christian Bale, part of the Batman outfit, like he puts black makeup around his eyes under the mask.
Yeah.
But you never sort of see that. Like, you know, you see him like, in the Batman movies, like he'll change into his bat mask, or like he'll press a button, a door will open, revealing this closet with the bat suit. But there's not that moment where like Christian Bale's like looking in a mirror and like putting on his makeup, like under his eyes. I would actually love to see that, because that would kind of like, I mean, these new Batman movies have been a little bit more realistic.
Yeah,
you know, there's no like Arnold Schwarzenegger being like, "The name is Freeze. Learn it well, for it is the chilling sound of your doom." Like, there's no like lines like that. Like, kill the heroes. Batman doesn't pull out a credit card in these, and the expiration date says forever. These are pretty realistic.
Yeah, you know, those were just mistakes. Those were huge mistakes.
Oh, God. So bad.
Oh, blasphemous.
Bloody. Yeah, definitely blasphemous. Joel Schumacher. You got a kick in the nuts coming whenever I see you next. That's right, next. Because me and JS used to hang out. Yeah, but I think that'd be like that'd be a little moment. I'd be interested to see that in the movie where like he puts on his makeup. That'd be something.
Kind of break the mood.
Of
the new films.
I don't know if it would. I think if you had the right music underneath it, you might be able to pull it off. Mm. Well, let's say we'll play a song, and it won't be Werewolf Bar Mitzvah though. Spooky, scary, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. But this is off of, it's the AAS, shocking, I know. And this song is Our Time. It was off their first EP, but this particular version was off of a track they did for like iTunes. They did this like, it's kind of like a repackaging of some material and re-recordings. But if you're a AAS fan, there's a bunch of interviews on there, and I would recommend it. But anyway, we'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah.
After this.
I may be dead, honey, but I was left with...
Microphone one.
Microphone two.
Thanks.
Back. More Mascot Wedding Show. David Hatta has joined us. Yay!
Yeah. Oh, after I just completed the grueling death race of hell.
That's right. Fresh out of the car.
Yeah. Fresh as a daisy. You can't take me down 290.
290 the road.
Yeah. Not 290 the diner, which I've never been to, but kind of want to go to.
We just heard the AAS with Our Time. Yeah. Off of the iTunes Originals selections, but also their first self-titled EP. Boom. Yeah, here we are, Mascot Wedding Show. David, you wanted to talk about something.
I did. It's a holdover from last week, and it's one of those things I realize it almost has like a freshness date. Because had I talked about it last week, I would have been on top of everything.
You're talking about the TV thing, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more appropriate this week, though.
Well,
because this week is when this story got hot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I think you're right on top. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, thank you. As I was finishing my sentence. Yeah, because last week, like, I would have been first to market just talking about the commercial. That's right, I'm talking about a commercial. I'll tease it now. Because what had happened last week, I was watching the Alabama-Tennessee game, and a commercial comes on, and I'm watching. I go, huh, it's kind of weird. It was a commercial for DirecTV. Hup, do you know which one I'm talking about there?
No. I know what DirecTV is.
Well,
I don't know how it works.
Well, good on you. I guess you don't need commercials then if you know what DirecTV is. This commercial had David Spade from TV's Just Shoot Me and Chris Farley. And they're both reenacting a scene from Tommy Boy. Wait a second. Isn't Chris Farley dead? That's right. He is. So this commercial has David Spade dressed up as his little Tommy Boy character and I think wearing a hairpiece. I can't confirm that. and he's doing what they do in all these commercials. He's like, hey, I'm watching this fat tub of junk make an ass of himself, but you can watch whatever you want with DirecTV.
Yeah, it's another in these series of commercials where they have an actor. They show a scene from a movie, but then they pay one of the actors to sort of like turn to the camera and be like, hey, I'm Bill Paxton. I'm pretending to be in the movie Twister, but you should go buy DirecTV.
That's right. And they've done weird commercials before. They've done downright huh commercials before, because let's go over the list as I know it. There's so much forgetting. You just said Bill Paxton reenacting a scene from Twister.
Yeah.
There is Craig T. Nelson, TV's coach, reenacting a scene from Poltergeist with Heather O'Rourke.
Who
is dead.
Yeah, and that one was kind of, I know she's dead, and that's still sort of horrible, but at the same time, you know, she's like, they're here, and then she's looking at the TV, it's all fuzzy, and Craig T. Nelson was like, that TV wouldn't be fuzzy if you had DirecTV, goo-goo-burr-burr-gurr.
Yeah, so it's not too much of a reach, but I just want to know, I want to be in that war room when someone's watching TV and going, you know, it'd be great. Oh, I wish Heather O'Rourke was still alive. So we've got those commercials, and then we've got King Kong holding Oscar nominee Naomi Watts. And then another one I just saw this week, hot off the presses, Wayne's World, with Oscar winner Kim Basinger. So of all those commercials, like the Tommy Boy one was really the first one where I was like, huh, that's, I had like a weird taste in my mouth, but that was it. Like, I was going to come on here last week and just talk about how I had a weird taste in my mouth. Well, from that point to today, that commercial created quite a little stir and then back again. Because like around Tuesday was when I started, you know, I was bored at work. So I started getting on like the news sites and just sort of reading up on current events as I'm wont to do.
Tuesday was a real slow day.
Yeah, yeah.
International tomato.
Yeah, geez, it was. And
people sort of like started taking they're like, oh, Halloween's coming up. And then like from that Tuesday on.
Yeah. Gomez chartered a bus so he could take people to the costume shop in like 2 hours out of our day. Anyway.
Anyway.
So yeah, so like on the news, like in the sort of little entertainment sections, it was like, you know, DirecTV controversy too soon, and like DirecTV causes uproar, David Spade, history's greatest monster, and like just all this like backlash from this one little commercial that I just thought was just like, huh, but like everybody's like incensed about it.
Yeah, for folks at home who don't know what we're referring to, Chris Farley is dead.
Been dead.
He's been dead, and so David Spade basically was like, hey, we want you to reenact a movie you made with this dear departed friend of yours, but in it you'll also be shilling out for DirecTV.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, like, he had to release a statement. Like, that's how crazy this got. Like, Wednesday he released a statement saying, well, I did it to honor my friend. Like, I wanted people to remember how funny he was. Trust me, the people who thought he was funny remember him. All we are watching is, like, you honoring your boat payment. And it's like, oh, I made a DirecTV commercial. Thank God I can pay my rent on time.
Yeah, it's not like this movie Tommy Boy. Like, nobody saw it.
Yeah, this and obscure like, little thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's this cult classic. It's only available on, you know, Laserdisc
yeah.
and Betamax. No, it's out. And so, like, how does this honor your friend by, like, I think if Chris was still alive, he'd really want me to get this paycheck from DirecTV.
Yeah, exactly. He'd really want people to know that they could get the NFL ticket package. And they're like, no. But the funniest comment I saw was from the people who were upset, who said too soon. Like, it's been... Actually, can you tell me how long it's been since he died?
10 years.
Okay.
More? Rough.
Could you tell me how much gas was when he died? Like...
Ooh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there's no... People don't really have a ballpark for this thing. It's not, like, fresh in everybody's mind. We kind of got over it a long time ago. But, like, it just made me think... And actually, this is... And I hope I'm not stepping on your toes on this or anything... But we actually had a conversation today where you and I are sort of...
Used to be such good friends. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. You and I are sort of middle ground to a fault where we can't really take a stance one way or the other, like on a polar opposite kind of way.
This may seem like I'm in denial, but I don't consider myself like a hothead.
No,
of course something.
Not. Yeah.
And I feel like it's hard for me to... because Hup, this will be good advice for you. As you go, Hup's almost graduated, folks.
That's right.
But as you make your way in the disc jockey world, people expect DJs to be like, I hate this and I love this.
Yeah, if you hate this, you're stupid.
Yeah. Like, yeah, this guy's an idiot. But I find myself being able to, I don't find myself like hating everything or loving everything. Yeah. I also don't find myself like, I don't know.
Like, I could sit here.
I'm too middle, as David said.
Yeah, like, I could sit here and be cute about something and be like, ah, I thought Inglourious Basterds was stupid. But, like, really, I don't care one way or the other. Like, if somebody said, hey, Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize, I'd just be like, oh, that seems a little silly, but good for him. He's got one more than I do. I'm not going to get, like, upset about it.
What are
or,
you
like,
talking about? He didn't deserve it at all. Or, how dare you mess with Obama?
What are you talking about? I'm going to throw my firstborn kid down a well because there's no way he can make me as happy as Obama did right now.
Adios, kid.
Kaplunk. So yeah, I guess like I was just surprised that people were freaking out about this one commercial.
You know what though? As we were talking about it right here, right now, mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a little bit more disgusted at David Spade.
Really?
Yeah. I think that is pretty low, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to tell someone how to make a living.
Yeah.
Because there was for a while where I sold human skulls.
Oh God, you did.
To children as candy dishes.
Yeah.
But it seems like if you're already a rich dude, who's like already on TV because I think he's got some horrible show with like Patrick Warburton. Is that still on?
Oh, yeah. I think that is.
I think it's called like Just Dudes or something.
It's like, yeah, bros being bros.
Dudes in the house.
Something like that. Dudes are popping.
Broshen Cruise.
Scott Brocious presents Bros.
Bros Akaya.
Yikes. Shut up,
Dudes versus Bros. Dude, that's a show right there.
Dudes versus Bros.
Dudes versus Bros. Copyright.
Bros versus Joes.
Bros versus Joes. You get average Joes and you get like Brohams.
We've got a bucket of hair grease. Put it in your hair. Go.
What do you do for a living? I change oil down at the Jiffy Lube. What do you do? Check it out, bro. I'm work as a bouncer. And he's like wearing some Ed Hardy stuff.
He's a professional bro. He's a pro bro.
But something, you know, speaking of Chris Farley, it's kind of odd timing. My friend was telling me about this, friend of the show, Jimena.
Mm-hmm.
She typed Chris Farley into Google image search, and the number 5 picture that came up is a picture of him dead.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's him just after he OD'd.
Holy Lord, number 5 picture?
Yeah, number 5.
I can see this.
And it's, I mean, I guess it's not, it, if you're surprised that anything gets on the internet these days, you're pretty naive, but I was still surprised. And
I was surprised that's high up there.
It is. I
thought you'd have to get to like page 4 and it would be like a thumbnail that's really small.
I didn't type in Chris Farley dead, Chris Farley dead. I just typed in, or like Hup's personal image gallery. I just typed in Chris Farley. Zunya Hup. I just typed in Chris Farley and the next thing I know, it's like, there he is. And the it's a pretty gruesome picture. If you're not, don't want to look at a very sad picture of a dead person, then I wouldn't do it. But the freakiest thing about the picture is that in one hand he's holding a rosary.
No.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. But in other news, David Spade made $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Or $20,000.
He called Chris's brother Kevin just to rub it in.
Yeah. Seriously. You know, what did he say when he, like, I haven't actually seen the commercial with the sound on. Or I haven't seen it in regular motion because that boop, 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 I passed it on TiVo.
I
just see, turn to the camera and he's like, Chris Farley's dead, and you'd be dead stupid to not pay, to keep paying cable bills.
No, but he does refer to him as Tons of Fun. He's like, well, I'm watching Tons of Fun over here. You could be watching something else. And like, don't get me wrong. I would love to. But like,
he would love to be watching Tons of Fun because that means his friend was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's like, oh, I want to honor Fatty by showing him in his most famous Fatty Fall Down moments. Like,
what do you think about this, Hub? It's okay if you don't have a strong opinion. That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm actually disgusted, and I think DirecTV is a senseless product.
Whoa! Slow down. All right, they offer hundreds of channels at affordable prices.
This isn't.
Yeah, you know, I often think, you know, I just and don't watch enough television.
You don't.
But it's clear to me, you know. Today, mm-hmm. just now, that I watch too much.
I got bad news for
because
both of you.
I know who you're talking about and the basic
that's fine
world that these people live in, and it's disturbing.
I think you're fine. Until you can tell me who America's
I'm
next
trying,
Food Network
I'm trying,
star is.
I'm trying to take notes and, you know, detached, level-headed indifference. I'm working on it.
Like we raised you.
But I still can't. There's some shows that like I should probably watch just to know what's going on. Like, for instance, American Idol. But I'd also rather stab my eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, you can read the recap. You'll
find out. I got bad news, though. Next week was going to be the start of the new season.
Oh, that's right. It is.
And on this very time slot was going to be The Mascot Wedding Show presented by DirecTV.
Ooh.
I don't think they're going to. I really should have. I'm sorry. We should have talked about this off the air.
Yeah,
first.
We're kind of a sans sponsor now.
We kind of screwed the pooch, and by pooch, I mean our sponsor.
So what are we going to do?
Maybe RC Cola will take us back.
Oh, not after what we did.
There's another thing with those. You kind of are talking about this. Like Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Kim Basinger?
Basinger.
Bassinger.
No, not that.
Basinger.
It's like going to Louisville and calling it Louisville. They'll hit you.
Bassinger.
With a tire iron.
Boussange.
Buscatelli.
Kim Baldwin. Are they still together? No.
No.
I know they aren't.
That hit my ear so funny. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, so she won an Oscar and she's doing these things. But I was really surprised at the Naomi Watts one. Because, mm-hmm. You know, she was in King Kong and King Kong's like picking her up in his King Kong monkey paw. And she's like, oh no. And then turns to the camera and she's like, this sucks, but what also doesn't suck, brr, DirecTV.
Yeah.
But Naomi Watts, really? I thought she was like too popular.
I thought she was too great in every aspect of life to do that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I thought she was too gorgeous to need DirecTV's
money.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, Liev Schreiber.
Here, take that. I got to do a thing.
You just made my to kill list. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, this is DJ Harris.
DJ Harris of the Gradeside Service.
Hey.
Radio superstar.
Oh, listen. Are y'all objecting to this commercial because one of the guys is dead?
Yes.
And it's tasteless?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what y'all should discuss. If one of y'all died, would you do a recording of your show and, like, you know, digitally put the other one in?
Hold on. Absolutely not. David, could you leave the room for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Ha. Hold on
a second.
Wouldn't do that?
No, I sure would. Okay, he's gone. Yeah, DJ Harris, in a second. In a split second.
Good deal. Yeah,
I would make so much money off of his body.
Yeah.
I'd be pulling dollar bills out of that corpse.
Oh, goodness sake.
Oh, hold on, he's coming back.
Hey, can I come back in now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, hold on.
I would never do that. Shame on you for bringing it up.
Okay.
What about you? If Mr. Spradling
were to
get hit by a bus?
Certainly.
Driven by me.
I've already got it planned.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. I thought it was weird that you chose the Greatest Night Service for a name.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Good show.
Thank you.
Good call.
DJ Harris, part of Co-op's Showdown Saturday lineup, which has one day left because next Saturday is the beginning of the new season.
You're right. I owe you an apology for that erroneous report I made last week.
Well, not that I was keeping score, but I was. So your debit of apologizing is gone.
Yeah.
To sum up what we were talking about, Naomi Watts, too pretty to be doing anything for DirecTV.
She really, because if you watch the Kim Basinger commercial,
yeah,
it looks like she's wearing a Kim Basinger mask. Like her face is too smooth. And it's just like, hey, I could be at home watching DirecTV. Like, you're not fooling anybody, okay? That thing is shellacked.
But it's not like, I mean, because Naomi Watts, too, what movies is she doing? 21 Grams,
mm-hmm.
This Out of the International,
Ellie Parker.
Huh?
Ellie Parker.
Ellie Parker, I don't know what that is, but okay.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, check it out.
All right, I will.
I'll put it
is that a threat, Hup?
Check it out.
Oh, jeez.
I'll put it on my Gamefly queue.
Gamefly, do they do movies?
No. I was paying them a
credit. Do they do like the PSP discs?
Yes, that's what I'm going to order.
What are those things called?
Ringlets?
No, they have other names. They're like
Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive, exactly. Yeah, the only sort of like super mainstream thing that I can remember her being.
Yeah, she's not doing Matinee Fair.
Yeah, King Kong. So I'm really surprised.
Tank Girl pretty mainstream.
Was she Tank Girl?
Yeah.
That was before she got big, though, or I don't know, more cred. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just kind of was thinking, like, first of all, I find the commercials totally offensive, but then I also have this part of me that wants to defend anybody. So I'm like, you know, we poke fun at some...
Thanks, idiot.
Had to dump that phone call, you toilet mouth! Grow up! What are you doing calling in a radio show and swearing like you've never heard radio before? You go!
Hey,
golly!
What are you going as for Halloween? An idiot?
Man! How do people not know that?
No, seriously. Radio's been around for at least 20 years. You got to figure that out.
If I didn't hit that dump button in time, we could have been facing in what?
He's still on.
No, he's not on. I hung up on him.
Okay.
Just the line.
No, he's not on the air.
Oh.
Okay. There.
Well, you're... boy, you know what you can do for Halloween, buddy? Go die.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put on your trapped in a car costume and just turn up the heat.
For shame.
Put down the bong, you fried out idiot. All right, moving on with the show. Sorry. That makes me so mad, as you can tell.
Yeah, we're having a nice little conversation, completely derails it.
Oh, man, I'm glad I got some Halloween rage under my belt.
No.
Oh, I think you yelled at him like a bad dog. That's, I think that that's good for him.
You know what? He deserves a rap on the nose.
You know what's so funny,
with
too?
With the butt of a gun.
It's when he started that out, he was like, you know what? I know what you're saying, but I kind of want to defend stuff sometimes. And I was like, middle of the roader. Mm-hmm. I feel a kinship with this guy. Not, you know, it's not so much middle of the road, but it's, we're like Phil Collins. In what way, says David?
How so?
We can see both sides of the story. You know what I mean?
I don't know that song. How do you know that song?
My dad loves Phil Collins. Why? Whose dad wouldn't love Phil Collins?
The old warhorse just trotting it out. Yeah, my dad loves Phil Collins.
I like that. There's that song. It's like, would you respect me if I didn't have this gun? But without it, I don't get it. That's why I carry one. Always see both sides of the story. Like this guy who's like a millionaire, you know, who's like telling us. Because I guess we're all idiots.
I don't know this.
It was off of one of his worst albums, the later years. But no, think about this. This is like this millionaire Phil Collins is like, I don't think people are really thinking about people on the streets and what they go through as he like
I know that song.
Lights a cigar with $100 bill.
What's to be done?
Yeah. Thank God Phil Collins is out there telling us to see both sides of the story.
Yeah, hey, you guys need to hurry up and give these homeless people blankets. I've got plenty, though.
So next time a guy robs me, I'll be like, I'm sorry I didn't give you respect. Phil Collins, bro. Phil Collins. So, okay, this line is flashing in. Do you think it's...
I bet it is.
God,
I bet it is.
I want to call... Oh, he's gone.
He knew better.
We got to get a call screener on this show so bad.
Yeah, we need like Apprentice or something.
Hey, let's take a break. You got some music queued up?
I do.
I'm on...
When did you do that?
When you were talking.
My God. You're fast.
Yes. Mission of Burma has a hot new album out called The Sound, The Speed, The Light. This is their hit single. 1, 2, 3, party. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
1, 2, 3, party?
2.
Dang it. 3, party.
3.
Party. Boom. Back with the Mascot Winning Show. Boom. We just heard before those announcements, Mission of Burma with 1, 2, 3, party off of their album. Sound, Speed, Light, and they'll be one of the acts playing a fun fest coming up. Looks like we got a phone call, and I'll be honest with you, I'm real hesitant, but I'll trust in the community one more time. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
Hosting a radio show, caller.
You can't get away from that thing?
Not really. I kind of planned on finishing the rest of the show.
You don't have any, like, long songs you can play?
Who is this, by the way?
Oh, come on. You know who this is.
Oh. Yeah, I think I do. Is this Garth calling in? Oh,
you got it, biatch.
Oh, please. Don't call me that.
What? Why not? Come on. I even cleaned it up for the radio.
You know what? You actually kind of did. You really did. So, good for you, Garth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I cleaned it up so I wouldn't say the B word.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you know, bitch.
Yeah, and there you go. Now you actually said it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
You know what? It's okay. That's not the worst thing that's been said on the air today. Just kind of watch what you say, all right? You know, keep it clean.
Okay, that's fine. So are we done yet?
Are we done with what?
With this show. Can you leave yet?
No, we're not done. We go until 7 o'clock, all right? Why do you care so much about when the show ends anyway? Why is it so important that I got to get out of here?
Well, I kind of need your help.
Oh, I have a feeling I really don't want to know.
Okay. You don't have to know.
No, actually, I probably need to know, you know, for legal reasons, I'm sure. Yeah. But I don't want to know, you know, but I need to know.
All right. It's your funeral.
You know what? You're the only one who can make a figure of speech sound really frightening and creepy.
What are you talking about?
Well, that figure of speech you just used, it's your funeral. There's something about the way you said it that it makes it almost literal.
You mean like, like, literally? Like, it's literally your funeral?
Right. Like, my funeral is actually going to happen.
Well, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Silly me. So let me get this straight. So the favor you need from me is that you need me for my own funeral.
Yes.
And to be 100% clear, by funeral you mean?
I'm going to put you in a coffin.
Uh-huh. And then what happens to the coffin?
It gets buried.
Okay. You know what? It doesn't surprise me that you'd be out causing trouble and pulling pranks on this date. You know, but I'm going to have to say no to the ones that involve burying me alive.
Yeah, okay. Wait a second. What day is today?
It is Saturday.
No, what day is it? It's not Halloween day, is it?
Yeah, it's of course, yes, it is Halloween, of course.
Oh, biatch.
All right. So wait a second. You didn't know it was Halloween?
No, I guess I've been busy.
So what was all that talk about coffins and funerals?
Oh, you don't want to know.
You know what? I really do. I really do want to know right now, to be honest with you.
No, man, I can't believe I almost forgot Halloween. I got to get a costume. Oh, hey, you up there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, Hub, what's up?
Hey, Garth.
Hey, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm a ghost of a skeleton.
You're a ghost of a skeleton? That's meta. I like that.
Thanks, Garth.
Are you like a sexy ghost?
No.
Are you like the
not at
like
all.
Karen, you're not like Karen Carpenter's ghost?
No. Not
oh, man, she really made my records gold.
All right. Okay. Let's take it easy there, Hop. I mean, Garth, what?
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'd rather not say.
Come on, why not?
Because you're not going to know it, and you're just going to think it's stupid.
Oh, no, I won't. Come on, just tell me.
I'm going as one of the X-Men.
Which one? Wolverine?
No.
Gambit?
No.
Kalibak?
Hold on. You know who Kalibak is?
I guess so. Why?
I don't even know where to begin with that, but he's not even a... That's a decent... I'm not going as Kalibak.
Well, that's all of them, right?
Is that all of the X-Men? No, it's not.
Come on. So who are you going as?
I'm going as Havoc.
I don't know who that is. That sounds stupid.
Cyclops is really? Yeah, what a surprise that you said that was stupid.
Yeah,
I just said you would.
Kind of dumb. I don't even want to ask what size you are.
Garth, if you're thinking about stealing my costume, just do not, okay?
I'm not going to.
Good.
You're not giving me much to work with here.
Well, I'm sorry, I guess. Who was that? That was kind of ghostly, actually.
I'm so mad right now. I can't believe I forgot about Halloween.
Well, you know what? You can just calm down, all right? If it means that much to you, it's just beginning to set. You know, there's still time. Maybe I can help you figure out a costume. How about that?
Yeah, I guess.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe you could pull out an old costume. Have you dressed up? What have you dressed up in the past? How about that?
You know, last year I was Snake Eyes.
From G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
So you dressed up like all in black and carried around like a...
baseball bat, yeah.
A baseball bat? Actually, I was going to say like a ninja sword.
No, I don't really trust myself to carry a sword around.
Wow, you know, I never really... That's pretty... I never thought of it that way. That's actually pretty smart. That's pretty mature of you.
Yeah, and you can't really get as much done with a sword.
All right, I'm going to ignore that. But Snake Eyes, that's a good one. Yeah, just be Snake Eyes again.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like people still remember that one.
You mean like people would, they'd know, they'd see you coming again.
Yeah, people who saw me, you know, sort of chasing them around with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's just awesome. So what were you the year before that? How about that?
Oh, the year before that, I just gotten out. I was a hailstorm.
Wait, a hailstorm?
Yeah.
How do you dress up as a hailstorm?
Well, I dressed up in all black so no one could really see me coming.
Yeah.
And I had all these rocks in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would hide in the bushes and throw rocks at people's cars.
That's awesome. Yeah, maybe this year stay away from the hailstorm costume again.
Hey, Hub, you want my hailstorm costume?
No, thanks.
Sexy hailstorm?
No.
I don't even want to know. Actually, you know what? I'd be kind of curious to see a sexy... Anyway. So what else have you been in the past, Garth?
O.J. Simpson.
Ugh, no. Really?
Yeah, but that was a while ago. It was like 97, maybe.
Oh, so let me guess. Did you wear all black?
Yeah.
And did you have anything else with you?
A ninja sword.
Oh, so you don't carry a ninja sword with your Snake Eyes costume, but you have no problem carrying a ninja sword with your O.J. Simpson costume.
Yeah, it was a metaphor.
A metaphor?
Yeah, it was a metaphor for the way he used to carve up defenses.
Really? It had nothing to do with the other thing that he's infamous for.
What, Naked Gun?
No. Talking about the murders, okay?
Oh, where his old lady died?
Where his ex-wife was murdered, probably by him.
Yeah, that's not funny. Why would I dress up as that?
You're right, it's not funny. But then why were you wearing all black to be O.J. Simpson if you're not going as that?
Are you serious?
Actually, you know what? I got an answer in my head, and that's good enough for me. We can just...
Yeah, that's probably best.
Yeah. That's not too cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't really know if I could help you, Garth. Actually, I don't know if I want to help you, really, after hearing your past costumes.
Come on, why not?
Well, because it seems to me that all of your costumes involve you wearing all black clothing at night and carrying some sort of implement of destruction.
So?
So, I know exactly where your night is headed, and frankly, I don't want to be an accessory.
Oh, so I'm just supposed to stay home and miss out on all that loot?
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to. You know, you're a grown man anyway. What are you still doing trick-or-treating? You weren't talking about candy, were you? Yeah, no, I'm... Oh, okay. All right, well, that's quite a chuckle you got there.
Yeah, I guess I'll just stay home this year and do some passing out.
There you go. You know what? That sounds great. Just perfectly safe idea. Just stay home and just pass out some candy.
What?
What? But you just said you were going to...
No way. F kids.
What? All right, well, hey, first of all, just easy with that. Second, you just said you were going to go, you're going to stay home and pass out candy.
No, I said I was going to stay home and pass out.
Oh, I get it now. That's great.
Yup. I'm going to make a call to my old friend, Mr. Cuervo.
Oh, that's also, you're serious, going to stay home all night and drink tequila?
No. Mr. Cuervo is my dealer.
Your drug dealer.
Yeah.
That's not so good. So instead of tequila, you're just going to spend all night...
Doing some H.
Heroin?
What? No, that's not what H means. I'm talking about horse tranquilizer.
Oh, thank God, because I was about to say that.
Heroin, really? Come on, Bradley's smarter than that.
And who's Bradley?
My dealer.
So your dealer's name is Bradley Cuervo?
Yeah, so?
So nothing, I guess.
What, do you think his name was Jose? Jose Cuervo? God, you're such a bigamist.
A bigamist?
Yeah, always judging people just because of the color of their skin.
You mean a bigot, maybe?
No. That's a person who doesn't practice what they preach.
I think that's a hypocrite.
No. That's someone who, kisses up to people to get ahead.
You mean like a sycophant?
I don't know that word at all.
I don't even know how we got on this.
I forget.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I think we're done here.
Wait.
What?
I still don't have a costume.
I don't know. Why don't you just like dress all in white and put like a red cap on your head and tell people you're a Sunday or something?
That's actually not that bad.
Well, then there you go. There's your costume.
I can wear like my sprinkles can be made out of condoms.
That's okay. No.
Hey, Huff, you want to be like a little Sunday?
No.
Yeah, it's a good call. That one, Huff.
You want to be a banana?
Absolutely not.
Do you want to hold my crowbar?
Nope. All right, and goodbye. All right. Oh, boy. You know, I started watching the news every time after Garth calls.
And?
I don't like the similarities I see. Or that I'm not surprised at the news report the next night. And then my, what is that thing? My ulcer starts feeling weird. Folks, we are almost out of time here on... The Mascot Wedding Show. But before we go, Hup, time to do your duty. Final score.
Mac 7.
Mac 7, I like it. Big high number.
David 7.
Oh, what? What? He wasn't here for like 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, that's right. And I rallied.
That,
God.
Yeah, that
little
actually,
rally monkey.
Boom, that boom, won boom. Him some points.
Yeah. How did that win
Thank
points?
You.
You're rewarding the
addition by subtraction. I make the show better when I'm not here.
A tie. That's horrible. Why even do a show?
Yeah.
Why even do a show?
Yeah.
I could have tied by not coming to the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could have.
No,
and I did.
I don't like this. All right. Bing, bang, bang, bong. Bing, bang, bang, bong. That was one of your, that was your catchphrase.
I think it was.
Hup? Ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, something like that.
It's like a Hup Clip Show now.
I think that's actually what we're going to do next week. Hup Clip Show.
Oh, nice.
So what are we going to hear to close out the show with?
From their new album, Popular Songs, this is Yo La Tango with...
Well, we got to do the... Talk.
Well,
okay.
You asked me what
I did. Sorry.
I answered a question.
But you were setting it up in that like classic DJ closing style.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm too professional.
You were too professional.
Well, let's get rid of the pleasantries first.
Okay.
Then.
Boom.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Some of us are on LinkedIn, I think, which is really boring.
Don't look for us on LinkedIn.
Don't. I will not.
Why did you even say that?
Well, I like inviting punishment. I think that's it. Happy fallback, everybody.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's my favorite day of the year. Are you kidding me?
No, is that really happening?
Yeah.
Tonight, oh, I totally didn't know that.
Tonight you change the clocks back. Extra hour drinking, extra hour sleeping, extra hour of awesome.
Next week is fun fest, but we actually will still be doing a show and going to that. So
yeah,
we'll be at full force next week. And now you're going to stay tuned for Clear's Pop. What are we going to hear? Close of the show.
YOLO Tango, popular songs, nothing to hide.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Hop.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.